Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have a new face and voice to introduce you to. It is Jared Pingleton. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Very good to have you. Jared is our new here at Focus on the Family clinical director in our counseling department. And so we love it when our counselors come down and can weigh in on our inbox segments. And hopefully, Jared will have you back contributing to this as you are able. But you've got a big job ahead of you, a lot of folks to serve who call in and write in to Focus on the Family. So we love our counselors. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and address a question from one of our listeners today, and I thank you for doing that.
Sure.
This guy says, I am 19 and definitely not ready to marry anytime soon. However, according to what I desire in a wife, I've observed a few girls who fit. The problem, though, is that I know I'm not supposed to be dating because I'm not ready to marry in most aspects. Yet I often catch myself thinking about it or them. I want to know if this is normal and what I should do to stop if this is a problem.
Well, several things jump out to me about this young man's question. Number one, his wisdom and his maturity. I think it's harder to grow up now than it's ever been in history. And the complexities of economics, of social pressures, of the changing work world, of relationship pressures, I believe are more complicated and intense than they've ever been. So what's normal is this young man's desire to think relationally, to look ahead in life to marry. What's healthy is that he's not rushing into it. And what I really commend him for and want to underscore and affirm is that he is looking wisely at making good choices. And he's thinking proactively, not reactively, about what he wants in a prospective wife. And I think those are the things that are healthy. As to, you know, is he not ready yet? That's, again, wise. The research shows that people who get married age 20 and younger have a 90% divorce rate. So I think he's very, very wise in realizing he's not quite ready, perhaps emotionally, financially, relationally. But it's still smart to look ahead. So I think this is a great question.
Yeah. And that is good because we talk a lot here at Boundless about being in a position to marry, especially for guys, and that they're seeking wisdom, that they have mentors who are kind of helping coach
yes.
them in those life skills that they need in order to move into that stage where they're going to support a wife and eventually a family, most likely. So what would you say, Jared, what would be some good advice for him just kind of in the meantime kind of stuff? Because he's saying he really wants to be married, but as he waits for his life to kind of catch up to be in that position, I mean, he obviously can't, you know, we always harp on guys, you know, stop wasting your time doing this, video games or whatever.
Right.
I mean, is he wasting his time like checking out all these women or how can
right.
he kind of find a balance there?
Well, that's a tough question. My short answer is a very obscene four-letter word. It's wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a terrible word. It really is. But when I think about this young man's dilemma, and I empathize with that struggle because, you know, he's in many ways probably desiring all of the wonderful blessings God has for us in marriage, but that's emotionally and physically, mentally, he's aware he's not ready for doing that well at this point. But I think, to me, a bit of advice I would recommend to him is marriage is not so much about finding the right person as it is about becoming the right person. So if he could channel that energy into personal growth, developing some relationships perhaps with an older man that could really mentor him and disciple him through this process, helping himself find, okay, what is there about him that may not be ready to that prospective young lady? Because this is not all about, you know, his side of it. It's what's best for her too. Those are the things I would suggest he focus on developing in terms of his own character, his own integrity, his own personal strengths.
Okay, great thoughts. And yeah, I would just add, I mean, from what I know and from what I gather, I mean, it sounds like he's a healthy guy and
yes.
that this is going to be a great motivator for him to grow up. And so kudos to you for, Jared said, you know, for recognizing that and for wanting to move ahead, wanting to move into adulthood. And so it looks like you'll probably get there sooner rather than later and hopefully in a healthy way. So thanks
hopefully.
So much for weighing in on that. Okay, that is it for this week's show, everyone. Please do write to us, editor@boundless.org, in the future if you want us to answer your question, which we love doing here, whether it is one of our counselors or whether it's Candace or someone else who weighs in on an issue that you are concerned about. And in the meantime, I hope that you're checking and searching the site for inbox questions that we have answered in the past, as well as our Q&A feature. Make sure you look for those. And if not, we will see you next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.